This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Judge Amy Coney Barrett told the Senate Judiciary Committee on Tuesday that she's made, quote, no commitment to the White House or to senators on how she would rule on such major cases as the Affordable Care Act. On the second day of her Senate confirmation hearing, Barrett declined to say how she might rule on abortion, gun ownership, and the Affordable Care Act, which is the Obama-era health care reform program facing a challenge before the Supreme Court a week after the presidential election. Barrett also declined to say whether she would recuse herself from any legal disputes arising from the presidential election scheduled for November the 3rd. U.S. President Donald Trump, who nominated her for the lifetime appointment to the Supreme Court, is running for re-election in that race. He's trailing his challenger, Joe Biden, in national polls and has said he wants Barrett confirmed to avoid a 4-4 stalemate on contested election issues. The International Monetary Fund is projecting a deep global recession in 2020 because of the COVID-19 pandemic. Global economies are expected to shrink by 4.4%. Speaking at the IMF's World Economic Outlook Forum in Boston Tuesday, IMF chief economist Geeta Gopinath said the pandemic shut down business and industry throughout the world. Gopinath said resurgences of the virus and other political uncertainties suggest the global economic recovery will be slow and uneven well into 2021. She called for much better international cooperation to end the pandemic in terms of creating and sharing treatments and vaccines once they are available and producing them at a large scale. She also said governments should focus their recovery efforts on direct aid to households and businesses. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. An FBI agent testified in court on Tuesday that members of an anti-government militant group discussed kidnapping Virginia Democratic Governor Ralph Northam in a meeting 4 months ago. Special Agent Richard Trask, who was part of an investigation that resulted in six men being charged last week of planning to kidnap Michigan's Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer, said the suspects discussed Northam during a June meeting in Ohio. During a hearing in a federal court in Grand Rapids, Michigan, Trask said anti-government group members from several states attended that June meeting. He said they voiced dissatisfaction with the governor's management of the coronavirus pandemic and discussed abducting a sitting governor. The June meeting was the subject of an FBI probe into a number of anti-government groups that led to last week's arrest of six men for allegedly planning to kidnap Whitmer and the placement of state terrorism charges against seven other men. If convicted, the suspects face life in prison. The death toll continues to rise in clashes between Armenian and Azerbaijani forces over the breakaway Nagorno-Karabakh region, despite a ceasefire and warnings of a humanitarian crisis. Ethnic Armenian officials in the disputed region reported 17 military deaths on Monday. The two countries accuse each other of violating a ceasefire brokered by Russia on Saturday. A spokesman for Azerbaijan's defense ministry on Tuesday accused Armenia's military of, quote, grossly violating the humanitarian truce by shelling Azeri territories. A spokeswoman for Armenia's defense ministry said Azeri forces resumed operations after an overnight lull and were, quote, supported by active artillery fire in the southern, northern, northeastern, and eastern directions. The International Committee of the Red Cross issued an emergency appeal Tuesday for an additional $10 million to fund its humanitarian efforts in the region. And the United Nations says the fighting is also causing coronavirus to spread more quickly in both countries. German Chancellor Angela Merkel told the European Union members that a Brexit trade deal with Britain is in the interest of all, but they must be prepared in case an agreement is not reached. Merkel on Tuesday addressed a meeting of the EU Committee of Regions via video link. She said the EU will try to reach an agreement with Britain, but little time remains before the end of the year deadline that Britain has set for a trade agreement. Germany's chief EU negotiator, Michael Roth, said Tuesday the talks were at a very critical stage. He said the no-deal scenario is the worst outcome for both sides. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, this is VOA News.